children? Do we have children?
Philip, enthusiastic of walking. Okay.
You have your haircut, so you're supposed to feel great, right? Okay. I had a haircut too. How are you doing? You're tired? Why? What time did you go to sleep last night? 1 o'clock? One? Ten? Okay. Okay. Since you're not going to school, 2 weeks ago we decided to memorize Bible verses, right? Because, you know, we need to exercise our brain. Do you remember that? Anybody? Okay, 2 weeks ago we memorized verse. Okay, what is this? What's the memorizing verse? 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Okay, louder please. 1, 2, 3. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. So it's not that hard to memorize, right? Yeah. How about last week? Last week. Okay, one more time. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be what?
Saved.
Saved. Saved, right? Romans 10, yeah. Okay, how about today? We're gonna, it's easy. Matthew chapter 5, right? Okay, let's say that again. 1, 2, 3.
You are the light of the world.
Okay. Chapter 5:14, right? It's not that hard, right? You can memorize it. Yes, definitely. You are light of the world. Can you say it? You are the light of the world? Okay, thank you. I don't know whether you remember or not when I came, we start the children's movement. First thing I ask you to do is just when you wake up in the morning, you remember, right? What you do?
Look in the mirror.
Look at the mirror. Yes, look at the mirror and say it. God made you special, right? I'm assuming you are doing it, right? You're still doing it, right? Still doing it, right? Come on, parents. Come on. It's a really good thing. I mean, it's going to make a huge impact to children. So maybe this week, try this. When you wake up, go to the bathroom and look at the mirror and say, what? You are the light of the world. Okay? Can you do that? Can you do that? First thing, after you wake up and look at it, standing in front of a mirror saying, I am the light of the world. How about that? I am the light of the world, right? Right. Parents, I'm serious. This practice will make life changing. Really. When, you know, three appointments ago, when I served a Korean church, there was I think it was a 12-year-old or 11-year-old girl came to Korea, came from Korea, just fresh, came to the United States. So, and because of her parents were working in the United States, in the Hyundai factory. And of course, she's not able to speak English. So when she goes to school, you know, her confidence level is dropped all the way down to the bottom.
because she's not able to speak, she's not able to understand all this. So she was somewhat really sad and down. So I told her exactly the same thing. I asked her to do every time, every morning when you wake up, standing in front of a mirror and say to yourself on the mirror, you can do it. You can do it. Every morning. Guess what? Like a three months after that, she was so happy. She caught up. And her attitude, her mind was so full of joy because her confidence level back up all the way. That changed her entire school, you know, attitude. So I'm telling you, if you're doing this, if you don't believe me, then doing this, parents, please, make our children to do it. Standing in front of the mirror and say, God made you special. And then, you are the light of the world. Can you do that? Okay, let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for the message that you've given to our children today. You give us this amazing message that our children is the light of the world. Our children are made special. You made them special. God, let them feel your presence, your blessing upon their lives. Bless all our parents who try to support and help our children. Bless all these family members. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. You can go back to your classroom.